Determining the exact height of Everest is not easy. In the middle of the 19th century, the mountain's height was measured at 29,002 feet by surveyors from India. This measurement was accepted for over 100 years until a new survey was done. From 1952 to 54, an Indian survey team led by B.L. Gulati took measurements from a distance of 30 miles from the summit, as opposed to the 100 miles of the previous survey, and found the summit elevation to be 29,028 feet, a figure used until a few years ago. Measurements were taken in the winter, after much of the snow of summer had been blown off the mountaintop by the powerful winter winds, thus reducing inaccuracy caused by the snow packed on the summit. While the measurement made by Gulati's team in the early 50s is close enough to satisfy most people, scientists studying geological changes hope for more precision. It took Everest 50 million years to reach its magnificent height. Geologists hope for measurements that can detect movement within their own lifetimes. Dr. Billam and Bradford Washburn of the Museum of Science in Boston started working together in the late 80s to carry out precise observations related to earthquakes that hit Nepal and northern India. From only 18 miles away, Washburn made laser observations of prisms that were carried to and placed on the summit of Everest. In September 1992, an Italian climbing team set up a global positioning system, or GPS receiver, and took readings at the highest elevation in the world. These high-tech laser and GPS readings almost exactly agreed with Gulati's measurements of 1954 that Everest's elevation was 29,028 feet, or 8,828 meters. But according to Washburn, even these high-tech measurements are made inaccurate by the snow. No matter how carefully they are done, they don't yield accuracy within a centimeter, which is what is needed to find the rate at which Everest is rising. To gather more accurate data, Washburn and Billam decided to set up two GPS stations high in Everest bedrock. One was successfully installed near one of the base camps on the south side in 1995. Another needed to be installed only 100 yards from Everest's snow summit, in an area almost always free of snow from October to the end of April because of the 100-mile-an-hour winds. Poor weather conditions and a series of fatal climbing accidents on Everest, however, delayed the accomplishment of the mission. Billam and his students traveled around the Himalayas to establish a GPS receiver network of 31 stations from India to Tibet. With two sets of observations by Washburn's teams from these sites in 1995 and 1997, the only missing link in this extraordinary GPS web was a station on Everest summit bedrock. Finally, on May 5, 1999, a team of climbers under Billam's instructions reached the summit and made precise measurements for 50 minutes. After a half year of data analysis, a new measurement of Everest's height was determined, 29,035 feet, or 8,850 meters. The scientists plan to make further observations at all stations every year to determine the growth of the Himalayas and the movement of the plates beneath these giants. According to Billam, Mount Everest still continues to grow from 3 to 5 millimeters per year, and is moving toward the northeast at 27 millimeters per year.